Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another English with Fraser podcast. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about trains and taking trains in England, what the trains are like, how you get the tickets, that sort of thing, and how that differs from your country that you may be listening to this from. Now, firstly, we're going to talk about tickets and train tickets. So how do you buy your tickets? Well, obviously, the first way to purchase a ticket would be to buy a ticket from the train station itself. There's two main ways you can buy your train ticket if you're actually at the station. Now, the first way is sort of the original way, and this is how it has been done for many, many years until recently when technology has been taken over a little bit. So you can buy it from the ticket office. Now, this is where there's a person working on the counter at the ticket office, usually line up in a queue. So obviously English people love queuing for things. That's sort of a stereotype, which means you stand single file, one person after another in the queue, and then you wait for your turn for the next person to go up to buy their ticket. So you go up to the person at the ticket office, so there'll be someone working there. And in train stations in the UK, the people who sell the tickets and people that operate the trains or ticket inspectors often wear green. I'm not sure where this uniform has come from, but it's certainly the train station uniform, so it's sort of a dark green. So you have someone wearing maybe a shirt or like a dark green jacket, and they'll be sat there at the computer and ask you, where do you want to go? So then you tell them where you want to go, and they'll say, type it in like that. Maybe you can hear the keyboard. And say, okay, so you want to go to London, and you'll go in off-peak, so that will be X amount of pounds. Now, you can buy off-peak and peak tickets, and that just depends what time you're travelling at. So peak ticket is usually, inverted commas, during rush hour. So this can be before 9 o'clock or from sort of 4 to 6 o'clock. So as you can tell, it's when people are going to and from work. People are commuting into work, and that's a peak ticket. An off ticket is any other time, so during the day, so middle of the day, maybe 12 o'clock, or also on the weekends, they're always off peak hours and off peak tickets. Now, you may be thinking, what's the difference between off peak and peak hour train ticket? Well, actually, it does have an effect on the price of the ticket. So if you want to go into London during rush hour, so 8 o'clock, your ticket is going to be more expensive than if you went into London Saturday at, say, 11 o'clock. Now, after you buy your ticket, they'll print off a physical ticket for you. So you can use electronic tickets, but we'll get onto that next. So they'll print off a small ticket, and these tickets are always the same. They're a small rectangular shape. In the middle, there's sort of a stripe, which is pale, whitish colour. And on the edges, they're orange. So you'll be able to tell an English or UK train ticket by just how it looks. And that's white with orange or orange along the outside. And essentially what they do is they print onto the ticket your journey. So it'll say valid for one journey or valid across this period. And then it'll say from, where you're traveling from, and then two, your destination. And then also, depending on the type of ticket, it can be valid in certain routes. So for example, you could have valid in any permitted route, and this means you can travel anywhere you want. So certain journeys, you can travel into London and then travel out, or you can travel, for example, on the Tube or the Elizabeth line, and that allows you to go any way possible. But some tickets, you have to travel a certain way. So for example, when I travel to my dad's house, it'll say to his sort of location, and then valid via Redhill. Now, Redhill is just a station on the way to his house, but that's the way the train goes. So it means you have to go on this one train journey. You can't go a different way and try and sort of go a cheaper way, or try and go a different way than it's specified. So that's the way you have to go. And then underneath, it will say the class. So in the UK, there's only usually two classes, and that's standard class and then first class. Now, the only real difference is the caliber of seat, in the sense how nice the seat is. So first class tickets will be, you can go to the first class carriage. These are usually at the front and end of the train. And the first class carriage, the seats there are a bit more comfy. The cushions are softer. You can usually sort of recline back. But compared to other countries' first class tickets, I wouldn't say they're particularly good. And I wouldn't ever recommend you get a first class train ticket in the UK, just because it is more expensive. And I think the regular standard class is comfy enough. Perhaps if you're going really long distance, so sort of London to Scotland, you might want to go first class. But even still, often it is more expensive than the cost of a plane. And then you're paying on top of that an extra fee for first class. So I don't think it's worth it. So if you're going for a return, then you might have an anytime day return ticket, and then you only just need that one ticket to go there and come back. But sometimes they'll print you two tickets, so you'll have an outward ticket and then a ticket on the way back, which is called a return ticket. So there's outward and return tickets. Or you can just have one ticket that lets you go anywhere, and only once you come back to your location is when it terminates. What I mean by terminate is when you get to the train station, there'll be ticket barriers, and you put the ticket in, sucks up the ticket, and then it gives you back, and then it opens the barrier and lets you walk in. Now, say you're going into London, then every time you go through a barrier, you get the ticket back. But say I came from Reading to London, then when I finally arrive back to Reading, I'll put the ticket into the ticket barriers, and then it'll eat the ticket, which means that it keeps the ticket, opens the barriers, and you don't get that ticket back. And then they'll dispose of the ticket later on. The other way you can purchase a physical ticket while at the train station is from a ticket machine. Now, essentially, this is just a self-service version of the ticket office. So there'll be a ticket machine that kind of looks like an ATM where you get cash, but this is where you buy the tickets. And then there's a screen, which is a touch screen, as the same in other countries. And then you type in the destination or the type of ticket you want. So a famous ticket you can get is called London All Travel Zones. Now, All Travel Zones means travel zone 1 to 6 in London. And it means you can go on any line, any train within London for a reduced price. It's usually about £20 for that ticket from where I come from. So £20 and you can go anywhere in London. So that's usually the best value option. And once you type in the ticket, you choose your ticket and then you can pay. You can pay cash, although most people will pay card. You used to have to put the card in and type the PIN, but now they've got one of those contactless things. So for payments up to, depends on your bank, but it's usually £60. You can just tap, scan the card, and then it pays for the ticket, and then it prints the ticket off and then deposits it underneath the ticket machine, and you kind of grab the ticket out and there you go. It's a bit similar to vending machines where the chocolate falls down and you push your hand in and then grab it and take it out. It's basically the same as that. Now, additionally, there are online platforms where you can buy your train ticket, and this is what I do pretty much all the time. So the most used one would be GWR, which is Great Western Railway, and also Trainline. So Trainline's good because you can go on there and compare different train tickets across different operators and choose the cheapest one. But actually, it does the same job as buying it at a ticket machine. So you just go on the app, search for your destination. So it'll be from X destination to, and then you can also choose for it to be a single, return, or open return. So a single is quite obvious. That's just one journey, one direction. Return is you're going there and coming back on the same day. And there's an open return, which means you go there and can come back, but at another date in the future. So it's usually an open return within a month. And the return ticket is usually incredibly cheap. So often the outbound single ticket, say it's £15, and then the return ticket is usually just a few extra pence more for the same day return. So it might be £15 single and then return ticket on the same day, £15 2p. So I have seen that quite a lot. So in that way, it's just cheaper to get a return ticket, even if you're not necessarily going back on the same day. And the benefit of using the app is you can also add a rail card to your profile and then choose your rail card when you're purchasing tickets. Now, the rail card essentially just gives you a nice discount on your ticket. So the one that I've been using for most of my life was the 16 to 25 rail card. Now, this is for younger people and students, and it just gives you a 30% discount on all tickets, which actually adds up and saves you so much money over a long period of time. And the 16 to 25 rail card, there's just one startup cost for that, and I think it's £30. And then thereafter, you always get a 30% discount on any train ticket. So if you do one long journey, you kind of save the money immediately on one journey. So it's definitely worth buying one of them if you're living in the UK. And then after that, you can get a 26 to 30 rail card. So this again gives you the same 30% discount and can be used until you're 30. And then further to that, there are some other rail cards, for example, disabled persons rail card, senior rail card, and a family and friends rail card. So if you're traveling in a big group, so sort of two parents and a few children, you can get a nice sizable discount on sort of multi-purchase or group tickets, which for the collective of the group actually will save you quite a lot of money. Now, obviously, the buying a ticket on one of the online platforms, you don't get a physical ticket. However, you don't really need one because you'll just scan the ticket at the barrier using the barcode. Although if you do prefer a physical ticket, then a lot of the time they'll give you a code, which is usually 10 letters or 10 digits long. So sort of XY8ZA4, something like that. And then you go to the ticket machine that we just spoke about, and then you type that in, put your credit card that you use to buy the ticket into the machine, and then it'll print the ticket for you. Because sometimes you do need a physical ticket. For example, the new Elizabeth line, which was built recently in England and takes you all the way from the south of England, so sort of Reading area, into the centre of London, without having to change train. So previously you'd have to get the train into Paddington, and then once you arrive at Paddington, you'd change again and go on the tube and take the tube to wherever you needed to go. But this Elizabeth line was introduced to help commuters from outside London get straight into London, to different areas of London, without actually having to change train. Because apparently changing train can be a bit of a pain, but the Elizabeth line's probably a little bit slower. So it's the new line, it's purple, named the Elizabeth line after the late Queen Elizabeth II. But overall, pretty good. And the UK actually finally managed to finish some infrastructure and finish it off, because we had this other big plan, which was called HS2. And they spent billions of it and eventually scrapped it. So they scrapped HS2 after spending so much money, so long on it and didn't even use it. And HS2 was designed to be able to transport you from London up to the north, so sort of Yorkshire, Manchester way, just on one quick train. So the theory was that people could commute from Manchester or wherever up north into London in the morning, and it would only take them sort of an hour, hour and a half. But with our government being a little bit useless, they scrapped that for some reason, so we don't have that. Now, if you are riding the train and you don't have a valid ticket on you, then there is the chance and the risk that the ticket inspector finds you and asks you to show a valid ticket. Now, what they do is they walk from the end to the front of the train, from carriage to carriage, and they just say, tickets, can you show your tickets? If you've got a physical ticket, then they usually stamp it. So they'll put a hole in it to say it's been stamped. And if you have an electronic one, then they'll have some small device and they'll scan the barcode. Now, if you can't show a valid ticket on demand, then there is a bit of a penalty. Now, the penalty is a £100 fine on the spot. So that's quite sizable. So that will be usually about 5 times more expensive than your actual ticket. Or if you're going on a short journey and your ticket's a few pounds, then that is kind of quite extortionate, really. So you have to be careful to make sure you have a ticket when they ask. However, sometimes the ticket inspectors, I need to work out this rule, but sometimes they'll see you haven't got a ticket and then say, oh, would you like to buy a ticket? So there's certain people that are clearly on purpose not bought a ticket, trying to dodge the fare. So sort of a train fare dodger. And then the ticket man or woman's there and they say, show a valid ticket. And they're like, oh, I needed to buy a ticket actually. Is it okay if I buy a ticket now? Which is obviously quite dubious of them. But sometimes the ticket inspectors let them buy a ticket on the spot. So there's not much consistency there. Sometimes they will fine them, or sometimes they just let you buy a new one. What often happens is if you can't show the ticket inspector ticket, they'll just kick you off at the next station. So the next station that comes up, they'll tell you to get off the train. Now, for most trains, you don't need to reserve a seat. So if you're getting on the train, it's sort of first come, first serve. So for my train commute in the morning, I tend to get to the platform just before the train gets there for a few minutes so I can stand somewhere pretty good and also near the front. As when the doors open, it's the first people that get on can get a seat. So it kind of pays to make sure you're there a little bit early to get a seat, unless you don't mind standing. But it depends how busy the train is, of course. Now, for the long distance trains, then they're the ones where you can actually book a seat. And then on top of the train seat, they've got like an electronic, small electronic sort of window or monitor thing. And if you booked a ticket, then it will say Mr. Smith, Bristol to London, and it will show from which stop they're getting on and where they're getting off. And then if somebody's in your seat already, then you sort of tap them on the shoulder and say, sorry, mate, you're in my seat. Can you get out of the way? One of the biggest pros, benefits of the UK train system is our trains are relatively frequent. So compared to some European countries I've been to, a lot of our trains run very often. So when I say run, it means the train to and from. So for example, from Reading into London Paddington, which is the first sort of big London stop you can get to, that train usually runs sort of maybe 6 times an hour. So there's usually a train every 10 minutes. So if you do miss one, it's not the end of the world, so to speak, because there's another train coming soon. And actually, generally speaking, they're not really delayed that much. So most trains in the UK are on time. So I know certain countries complain about late and delayed trains, but for the most part, you don't get too many delays. And it's not too common you get a big delay. Now, if it is delayed, it might be sort of 5 minutes, but that's definitely manageable. So that's, you can't really complain about that in the UK. So I just did a quick bit of research to show the difference between peak and off-peak travel. So for example, if you are traveling from London to Birmingham now, you can get a train from London Euston to Birmingham New Street, which doesn't have any changes. and that's £20.90. Pretty good price, in my opinion. Now, if you wanted to do that travel tomorrow in the morning at peak hours, I've just found one here from London Euston to Birmingham New Street for £94, slightly quicker train. Or there's another one 6 minutes later for £59.70. So as you can see, there is quite a difference in price depending when you go. Now, we're going to conclude the episode by briefly talking about the tube station, the tube system, the London Underground. You may have heard it being called, and that's the most famous trains and tube network in the UK. Now, the London Tubes lines, the London Underground, is made up of 11 different lines. Now, these are the Bakerloo line, the Central line, the Circle line, the District line, the Hammersmith and City line, the Jubilee line, the Metropolitan line, the Northern line, the Piccadilly line, Victoria line, and the Waterloo and City line. Now, these are all colour coded. So, for example, the Central line is red, the Bakerloo line is brown, the Victoria line is light blue. And when you see a map of all the tube stations, it kind of looks a bit like a maze. It looks quite hard to digest and understand. So if you looked at all the lines in one photo, it's certainly too much to see and too much to think about. But what they do is when you're on that actual line, on the train, it'll show just the line itself. So if you're on the Bakerloo line, when you're on the Bakerloo tubes, it'll just show that brown Bakerloo line. And then you can see what stops are along it. So what you usually do when you're on the tube, you kind of look up at the tube line just for that line you're on. And you say, right, I'm at Bakerloo. I need to get to, I don't know, Oxford Circus or Piccadilly Circus. And then you'll count how many stops it is. So you say, okay, I've got 7 stops till I get there. And then eventually, obviously, you wait till you get there and then you arrive and get off. And a lot of the time you need to combine different lines when you're going around London. So you might have 3 stops on the Bakerloo and then 2 stops on the Central, and then you arrive to your destination. Now, the total tube stations, the total tube networks extends 249 miles. So that's all of them added together. And the shortest distance between two stations is 260 metres and the longest is 6.5 kilometres. Generally speaking, each stop between the distance between each other is sort of 2 to 3 minutes. So you don't have to wait too long when you're on the tube. Now, one tube station that I would recommend you go to if you're in London, or at least Google it, is Baker Street. And the reason I recommend this one is this is where Sherlock Holmes lived in the novel. And if you go to Baker Street tube station, you'll see on the wall they've got sort of a Sherlock Holmes design on the tiles, which is pretty cool, pretty neat. And that's on the Bakerloo line as well, which is the brown line. So that's all for today. A little bit about trains in England, trains in the UK, London Underground, tubes, getting the tube, how to take the train. Hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please do leave a comment or a 5-star rating, or share with friends and other friends who are learning English and want to learn British English, and this might be helpful. And as always, hope you enjoyed and take care. See you in the next episode. Bye bye.
Time, it's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.